AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. You know, every week we're here with you from 4 to 5, telling you a little bit about what's coming up with Waterfire, but also highlighting some of the other wonderful things happening here in Rhode Island. And we just finished up one heck of a weekend. And I got to tell you, I say this all the time because everyone was so concerned about the weather. But we had the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation fire, lots of torches coming down from the State House, everything in pink, and everyone was worried about Joaquin. Well, you know what? He took a right, which was great, and we ended up with, it was a little chilly, but that's okay, just dress appropriately, and the crowds were wonderful, and the energy was just phenomenal, and I have not seen fireworks happen like that in front of the State House for the longest time, because I don't think we were allowed to do that, so I'm going to be talking to Brian Sawyer from the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation and finding out how he did that, because as you know, this is not the end of our season, and we have one very, very large fire coming up, one that is very near and dear to my heart. It is our salute to veterans. Thank you to Barbara Haynes, Lori Needham, Joan Cody, and a host of other people, and I'm going to be talking to Heather Oberg from the VA Medical Center here in Rhode Island in a second, but for helping us to put this together. Oh, yeah, and Reggie Sindracchio and Pete Gaynor. This is one of our largest nights. It's one of the largest celebrations of our veterans here in Rhode Island, and that'll be happening on November 7th. So if you think that we've slowed down at Waterfire, who are you kidding? No, we haven't. We're just gearing up and getting ready to go. So I'm, again, very excited, and I've brought on my friend Heather from the VA, who has been working with us. If you've been to the Salute to Veterans Waterfire over the past couple of years, not only is it a moving event, but there is a lot of resources that are available. A lot of work goes into actually getting those resources out to the public, whether it's to the veterans, straight to the veterans themselves, or often I think I find that it's somebody who knows a veteran and finds out some information. And we have this incredible resource fair sponsored last year by Walmart and a host of other people. And this year coming back, sponsored by Walmart. And so much work goes in and is part of this whole service. And, you know, and the VA has been unbelievable. And Heather Oberg is a part of our executive committee for the Salute to Veterans and has been working her bottom off. And I think every year the resource fair grows bigger and bigger. So Heather, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. And I'm so glad that you could be on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been nonstop, you know, I think, gosh, I'm trying to remember when we started this planning process, but it's going to go back to March, April, and
yeah, it started back then, and you know, slowly but surely it kind of revs up over the summer, and now we're in the heat of it, and we're almost there, one month out.
I know, and that's scary, isn't it?
But yes and no. I think we're well prepared. I think we're going to put on a really great display for the veterans.
Well, and you're always well prepared. So I want to, one, thank the VA Medical Center here in Rhode Island, not only for the work that you do in general, but for all of the hard work that you have put into literally this resource fair. So,
thank you.
You know, to introduce you a little bit to everybody, I wanted to ask you, how long have you been with the VA, and what brought you there?
I will be with the VA 8 years in November, and I wanted to serve others. I was a political science major at Providence College, and I loved Rhode Island. And my mother said, I always said, one day I'm going to work there, and I'm so glad that I do. And I went off and worked in business for a while and learned a lot about business and got a master's in public administration and realized my heart is in serving people and I want to be able to help people. So what better group than veterans? My family has a lot of veterans in it, and I really wanted to help them. So I applied for a...
Is your dad a veteran?
My father's a veteran. My grandfather's a veteran. Three of my uncles are veterans. A lot of my cousins are veterans. I have a cousin right now who's in the Marine Corps who's deployed. So veterans all over my entire family. So a perfect fit for me, you know, to know, to be in this group with in the VA. And I started working there in a training program and learned how to facilitate different things and worked my way up to my position now. And I love it. I would not change my path for anything. It's the most wonderful place to work. And it's wonderful not only for the people that work there, but for the veterans. Every day you see a smiling face. I saw one of the veterans that I know well, very well, this morning. Hey, how are you? You get to know these people. This is their hospital. It's not like a big, huge hospital in downtown Boston where you see hundreds and hundreds of people going by. It's the same people all the time. And we get to know them, and we have a relationship with them, and it's just so rewarding. It's really rewarding.
Well, it's like a family. And I remember remember when we started this a couple of years back, that was the one thing that we wanted to do, because a lot of people were looking at the VA and thinking that it was more of just like this big brick institution, mm-hmm. as opposed to a place that's really welcoming and friendly. And I know there have been a lot of changes and a lot of changes for good happening at the VA over the last few years. And can you talk a little bit about that?
So we've done a lot of just even aesthetic wise, we've done a lot of construction. We have a new operating room. We have a new clinic, 4-story clinic. We have a new pharmacy. I mean, this has all happened within the 8 years that I've been at the VA. So 8 years is not a lot of time to have that much change. So we've really created state-of-the-art areas within the hospital. And even more recently, we recently had a mental health summit, and the summit was for us to connect with our community partners in order to help facilitate the wellness of veterans. So we had people from all over the state of Rhode Island come and meet with our mental health staff, and they did a whole day presentation on how they can all work together. And it was people from literally everywhere.
That's great that that's successful, because I can imagine, especially for specific groups of veterans, it might be harder to get some in the door. I mean, you know, just to actually say that I'm going to go and I'm going to go check out what's happening. But it sounds like the outreach that you're doing in the community is, it must be, it's working.
It is. We actually have had a 3% increase in our unique patients this year alone, which is a lot. So that's about 1,000 new people that are coming into the Providence VA, which is, for a small catchment area like the state of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts, that's a lot of new people to bring into the hospital. So it's great.
Absolutely. Now, is there a certain generation that you find is more difficult to get to walk through those doors than others?
I think it's the most, and I don't want to say difficult, I want to say happily challenging, is the Vietnam veterans. They don't recognize that they're eligible for care. If you're boots on the ground in Vietnam, you're 99% eligible. I'm 99% sure you're eligible for care. And I think one of the biggest misnomers is that a lot of people say, well, you know, I have health care and I don't want to take away from other veterans.
I've heard that before.
And so that is the biggest misnomer. It's, you don't take away from other veterans. You help enhance the services that we can provide, because every new veteran we bring in, we get resources for. And so the more veterans we have, the more veterans that come and get services from the VA, the more it helps increase our budget so that we can bring in more and more services for everybody.
And I think that's so important that
it
people
really
that, that's something that needs to be reinforced, because again, I know my dad's a Vietnam vet, my husband's a Vietnam vet. I know a lot of them, and that is something that I hear constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, well, I don't want to take away from somebody else, but again, for anybody listening, you're not taking away from anybody else. You're helping to enhance really the funding for the VA,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
what and the services that you can perform. And it's interesting because this year, coming out of Washington, they're calling it the 50th anniversary of the conflict in
mm-hmm.
the Vietnam.
Yes.
And so this year at the Salute to Veterans, we are highlighting Vietnam veterans in a very special way. They're the only, you know, they don't have a memorial in Memorial Park. We've got World War I, World War II, Korea. But when we come back, we're going to keep on talking to Heather about an incredible resource fair. And again, the fire that really kind of hits my heart and obviously hits yours too, because, you know, it's about vets and their families and pulling people together. We'll be back talking all about that here on Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I am your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical. So a very big thank you to them for letting us into your living rooms and cars and wherever else you're listening to us. But we're having a great conversation. I'm talking to my friend Heather Oberg, who is from the VA, and we have been working around the clock, and actually she's been working around the clock, helping to put together our Veterans Resource Fair for our Salute to Veterans happening on November 7th. Be there or be square. Help us welcome home our men and say thank you to our men and women, actually, and everybody that's really been out there and put their boots on the ground. And Heather, we were just talking about, you know, some of the different things that some people just don't know when it comes to services and that they're eligible for services or won't go mm-hmm. get them. And I know when we looked at the resource fair and when you were putting this together, you really wanted to try to not only highlight what's happening at the VA, because there's some crazy stuff happening at the VA, and good crazy, by the way. I mean, that there's robotic arms, and yeah. there's all sorts of these different wonderful, what I would like to say, ameliorations in whether it's science and just technology and medicine in order to help our veterans.
Correct, yeah.
But tell me, when you were putting together this here, what can we expect to see and who can we expect to see there?
We can expect to see a totally different group than we've kind of seen before. Last year we had a good mix of people, but this year, in thinking about what I wanted to have at the resource fair, there are some veterans who are veterans but are not necessarily eligible for care in the VA system. And I thought we need to provide them with some resources. We need to show those people that, you know, although you can't get resources through the VA, here are other groups that can assist you.
Can I ask you something, just because I don't know? What is it that makes, what's that difference between what makes one eligible and what doesn't?
There's so many different criteria. For example, if a person was an active duty person but wasn't deployed, had no medical injury while they were serving with their country for 4 years, and went in, had a very benign service, and then went out, they wouldn't necessarily be eligible for care. But then they became homeless, they may be eligible for care. So the eligibility criteria is pages and pages long. That's why we tell everybody, come and see us, sit down and talk with us, because that's how we figure out if you're eligible or not. It's not a, oh, yeah, maybe, yes, no. It's
a big process.
It's a big process. It's not a long process, but it's a process so that, you know, if we can help you, we really want to help you.
And essentially, you do that down on site on November 7th, don't you?
Yes, we will be taking applications so people can come. They can enroll right then and there for the VA healthcare system. At the Resource Center, and we'll have other different things too, like we'll have the Veterans Benefits Administration, which is the other part of the VA, and they'll provide information on how to process claims and get VA loans and how to work the GI Bill. And we'll also have the National Cemetery there, which is the third part of VA, and it's not something that people like to think about, but, you know, what are your plans if you pass away? What are you eligible for things from the VA? Can you get burial costs covered? So yeah. those are the questions that the VA can answer. And we'll also have our adaptive sports program this summer. The Providence VA, in conjunction with the VA New England Healthcare System and some of our community partners, put on a adaptive sports clinic, and that clinic provides veterans a week of outdoor sports. And it was in the Providence Journal. We had veterans who are wheelchair bound, paraplegic, quadriplegic, and they're water skiing, and it's phenomenal to see. Mm-hmm. I participated this year. It's the most life changing experience. It was wonderful to watch these people that have serious disabilities go. We had on the front page of the Projo was a veteran who is blind, and he's standing up water skiing. I couldn't stand up and water ski on a good day, and this man, Vietnam veteran, standing up and water skiing.
Makes me feel guilty about complaining about a lot of different things mm-hmm. in my life when you see that kind of intestinal fortitude.
They're amazing.
That commitment and that attitude, which is really, that's good. But I cut you off, so we'll talk, we'll have them there. Mm-hmm. But you were saying you're going to have other people that are there.
Yes. So we're going to have Dare to Dream is a newer organization, and they provide holistic experiences for veterans on a ranch, and they do horses and yoga and meditation. So it's kind of a different twist, and the VA is starting to embrace this as well, but different twists on healing, mm-hmm. you know, not just your standard medicine. And we will have Team Red, White, and Blue, West Bay Community Action, Veterans Inc., ESGR, 211, Family Readiness. So a lot of different programs that help with people who are currently in the military, once you've gotten out of the military, and then if you're not eligible for VA care.
Yeah, and again, we were talking about this a little bit in the first segment, but it's not always the veteran that goes directly
Correct.
And finds out about this. It's the husband, the daughter, the wife, it's the neighbor that goes, mm-hmm. yeah, listen, I was down in Water Fire, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are these resources. And so that's what I think is probably, to me, the most moving and amazing thing about this resource center is that, again, we get to bring awareness to people about what's truly available to them.
And some of these groups offer family therapies as well, because, you know, when someone's deployed or someone comes back from the a war and they have PTSD or they have things that are going on, or, you know, you've been gone for a year and life changes, sometimes reintegrating yourself to your family and to your surroundings is difficult, and these groups can help with that. They can, you know, help with marriage counseling, help with family counseling. Some of the groups offer things just for small children, just to help them readjust to, you know, how life is without their parents in their life, because they're on deployment and then coming back.
Because we're going to have the National Guard, Lynn St. Germain.
Lynn St. Germain's going to be there, and I know her group does a lot for children, which is really great.
Yeah, and family readiness, mm-hmm. and that's another, again, big part of everything that mm-hmm. we do. All right, so I have to ask you, do you have a favorite story about something that's happened in the past month or two at the VA? Because you were talking earlier about how that makes you smile, and, you know, in meeting people, what...
So this past Monday, we had a Purple Heart ceremony for a World War II veteran who was on the USS, I want to say it's Ulysses, I might have that wrong. It's on our Facebook page. And he got his Purple Heart, and we invited his whole family, and he came in, and he saw his family, and he's naming off all the people, and he's crying. And he was so touched that... we as staff members were there just to witness him get this.
And why didn't he get it originally?
They, from what he had told us, they had lost his paperwork, and so they were going to give him the award. And he said, well, I don't want the award if the paperwork's not connected to it. What's the point?
Yeah.
So now the paperwork is official, and he got his Purple Heart, and they pinned it on him. And we had someone from the Navy come and with our director present it to him, along with a few other awards. But... It was unbelievable to watch this World War II veteran who was in fantastic shape. I mean, he probably could run circles around me. Just, it was so, it's tough to put into words how meaningful that is. And that's just one of many stories every day that I get to say hi to somebody, or I see somebody. Or if someone has an area of concern that they want to discuss, they come up and talk to us, and we try to help them.
You should have a blog of, like, from the people that work at the VA. Not, like, no kidding, because I see you tearing up right now, getting very emotional, because obviously this touches you very deeply.
Yeah, it's a passion, yeah.
And I would imagine, and everybody that I've met from the VA seems to have that same mm-hmm. sort of passion and feeling. You should start a blog with stories of inspiration, because it makes me, even when you were telling me about what you just did and the dealing with the paraplegics and that special sports, mm-hmm. I think Yeah, makes me want to stop complaining. Get out of bed, lady. That's what I say to myself when I hear stuff like that. But Heather Oberg, you have been so instrumental in everything.
You.
You are heading up this resource fair. All the work you do is just amazing. And you're keeping us on track, lady.
Thank you.
All right.
Trying.
You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. We've been talking about the Waterfire Salute to Veterans, the resource fair. I want to say a big thank you to my friend Heather Oberg. If you just see her around, see your name, say thanks. She's really put her heart and soul into making sure that this is an amazing event. You're listening again to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we'll be right back, and I'll be talking to one of my favorite peoples.